update. My name is Greg Gummel, and as usual, I'm joined by my two friends here.
Hi, I'm Air.
I'm Goldzart.
And today we're going to be going over the PS5 news. So if you guys don't know, Mark Cerny, I think, who's an architect.
He's the lead architect of PS4 and now PS5 as well.
Yeah, he sat down with Wired and basically gave a bunch of details about the internals of the PS5 while also doing a bit of a demo with Spider-Man. And we're going to go over some of those details this time and try to go over the specs of it and try to see where it stands and what we think of it. And also why they went with this type of marketing scheme with it, but whatever.
And why Wired?
Yeah, why Wired?
So, yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty first. So, first.
He's the lead architect for 5. That's the first thing.
So, they gave out what the CPU or the processor, what type of processor it's going to be.
And I'm going to quickly pull up the PS4 specs just to compare.
8-core AMD. Yeah, 7-nanometer Zen 2 based
on third gen Ryzen.
On a third gen Ryzen.
It's no surprise they're going with AMD because all the video game consoles, all the Xboxes, they go with AMD as well because they're the cheaper of them, right?
Yeah. Also, Nvidia kind of pulled out of that market, right? They wanted to do their own stuff, and they're like, either you bring out the money, or we just ain't doing it for you. So they had to go AMD.
So similarly, 8-core, just like the PS4, and PS4 was 28-nanometer.
Yeah.
What's a nanometer?
It's the size.
Okay.
The chip.
Okay, so it's just a smaller chip.
Basically silicone.
Okay.
Yeah. Silicone?
Yeah, something like that. And what's interesting is the next point, ray tracing support with the custom AMD Navi GPU.
I know what ray tracing is. That sounds impressive on camera.
If you guys don't know, is basically a new type of thing that's coming with the GPUs, especially NVIDIA's did a big push with ray tracing with their GTX 2080s.
Yeah.
And the fact that this is going to have ray tracing, we don't know to what extent, right? If it's going to be the same, it's probably not going to be the same. It's not nearly as powerful.
As far as I'm aware, right now, in terms of video cards at least, NVIDIA is the only one doing ray tracing.
Yeah.
Those cards have just come out, right?
Yeah.
AMD currently has no ray tracing cards, right? So this
AMD has been kind of dropping the ball with their GPUs lately.
Yeah.
And NVIDIA's taken advantage of that. You could see that with the 2080 series.
Although it's interesting, like what a lot of ray tracing is used for is lighting. Like, and the article does mention it's used for movies a lot. Mark Cerny specifically says ray tracing is going to be used a lot for audio sources. Like, which I don't understand how that would work. Maybe you guys would know more than me. But Mark Cerny does specifically cite ray tracing is going to be very useful for, you know, determining if enemies can hear players' footsteps and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay. Location-based.
Location-based, I guess, yeah. That makes a bit sense. So I guess it's not going to be as heavy on the light because that could be very demanding. I could definitely see that being very demanding on the
ray tracing helps with water physics a lot, how it looks, and any sort of lighting, shadows. Basically, anytime you're trying to cast distance
of something, it has a huge effect on that.
Yeah.
And it's also funny that it's custom, so we know that Sony added this ray tracing support into the AMD probably.
And safe to say that Microsoft, they're probably going to AMD as well, getting the same hardware basically.
He even said, like, talking about the 3D audio chip that they're including for the PS5. As a gamer, there's a little bit of frustration that the audio did not change much between the PS3 and the PS4. So the next console is going to show a dramatic increase in power from the PS4.
It needs to, because we have Dolby Atmos now, right? And that's becoming more prevalent.
It also
has
support. Dolby Atmos has support on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And audio is becoming a big thing, right? So, which I'm glad with finally, right?
I mean, I'm sitting here as like a poverty gamer with like, I play off my cheap TV speakers and whatever headphones I have to plug into my controller. So
listen, you peasant, this isn't for you.
Okay.
But like, how would that affect people like me though? Like, people who don't have a full setup.
It will make the audio sound more crisp. You'll be able to tell, because what they're able to do with virtualization, just on two speakers, stereo, right? They're able to mimic surround sound. Right, so especially if you're using headphones, right? This will open up that world for you.
The Dolby Atmos support on Xbox is mostly for headphones.
Yeah.
Right. So you have the headphones on; it virtualizes 7.1 surround audio in your headphones.
Think about Metal Gear Solid 4,
The Ring.
The Ring.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. That was actually one of the games I could think of. That was, the audio was done really well for that, right? Mm-hmm. But they didn't have the technology to take it to the next level. If they integrate Dolby Atmos and other like technology into this, then that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but definitely. Obviously, they would have to pay a licensing fee because it's Dolby.
Dolby Atmos, you also have to pay for.
Yeah. Which is going to be interesting to see how what they do. Either they do Dolby Atmos or they do something similar, right?
It makes sense because it's virtualization. Mm-hmm. So it's not your technology that is being used for it. It's virtualization technology that Dolby made.
Yeah.
But if you have a 7.1
system. Sony recently acquire a sound company?
I have no idea.
I believe they did. Right.
I mean, so, I can try to look it up.
Look it up. In the meantime, we'll go over some of the other stuff.
So the next point, which is kind of interesting, is extremely fast high-end custom SSD storage, faster than any solution currently available for PC. Which is very bold of them to say, by the way.
Yeah, a custom SSD. Now, that could mean a lot of things.
Yeah,
and right? I did find something from, I guess this is January 8th.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Sony just acquired gaming industry's biggest audio tool set. Creators of WWISE will remain independent until after acquisition closes. What's WWISE?
I don't know.
I believe it was them. I think it was a different company. It could be. That's a tool they use, or is that a company?
It arguably the gaming industry's most popular multi-platform audio middleware tool set.
Yeah, that's a tool set. No, they acquired a sound company.
Oh, I can try to find something, but I don't know.
Look, it's not PlayStation, it's Sony in general.
Audio Kinetic?
Yes, that's okay. Them.
So right. So they're the ones behind WWISE,
it looks like.
Okay.
So they acquired that company, right? And I'm not too familiar with AudioWise, but any sort of audio tool that game developers use, right? FMod, don't quote me on this, man. It's been a long time since I've looked at any of this audio stuff. But, all this helps with in-game audio, 3D audio, right? And this company's huge for all that. So the fact that they acquired them, and if they're using some proprietary technology, right, on the acquisition, I feel like this is a great move on Sony's part.
And what were you saying about the SSD?
Yeah, it's interesting. Because they didn't have an SSHD in the PS4, right? Did they have it in the PS4 Pro?
HD, just a hard drive.
Is that a hard drive, right? Yeah, so this is a step up all the way up to SSD, so they're not even going to the SSHD.
But well, hybrids, right? You're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, hybrids.
Hybrids are garbage.
Yeah, but still, like, it's weird, because SSDs right now, they still have a decent price tag to them.
They do.
Right? And this is a custom SSD, so I don't know what changes they made to it, but they're saying it's the fastest solution currently available for PC.
So I have a question. You guys would know more about this. Mm-hmm. If they have a custom SSD, is it the drive itself that is custom or the way the SSD is read?
The way the SSD is made, the chips, and the way it's read. So that's the only way they could be custom. I don't care what the SSD looks like in what form, right? SSD is the same thing.
So if I were a consumer who's like, all right, I have a 500 gig SSD. I want to replace it with a 1 terabyte SSD, like off the market or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, would it be a worse SSD? Like, would the SSDs just suck?
Supposedly, as they're saying, right? I don't think... If they're going to make this go back, if they're going to make this a proprietary SSD, right? This thing's going to be expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? The word here is custom, right? We don't know if that's just, like, a custom drive they're using, if they're using NVMe, right? Or... like what in what terms of this, like at the end of the day it's an SSD, right? If it's anything special, then I don't know, this is really confusing. I want to know exactly what that SSD is.
Like, did they grab a Samsung drive and customize it,
or
like...
yeah,
like... I feel like these are the kind of details we won't know until launch.
Yeah, they obviously grayed out some areas so we can't get the full details on it, but then they did demo it. They did show Spider-Man loading on the PS4 Pro. Usually takes 15 seconds, but then on this next gen PlayStation is 0.8 seconds, which again, this is a closed demo.
Yeah, I think they tested a fast travel moment.
Oh, did they?
That's how they tested it.
Yeah, that's how they tested
so
it.
It's a closed demo that they did of their own game exclusive to PlayStation, that they worked with. So this is...
and a PS4
not
game.
A real-world type of demo.
Right? It's not a PS5 game. Yeah. This is a PS4 game.
Yeah. So it will be backwards compatible with at least PS4, at the very least.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the SSD.
And technically supports 8K, which is interesting because 4K is barely in anyone's houses still. 4K is still trying to make that.
I mean, is this, when they say supports 8K, is this like how the PS4 Pro does 4K, but it doesn't really? It does like checkerboarding.
That's what I'm saying. Is this now, are we at a true 4K system? And
I highly doubt we're at a true 8K system.
Yeah, we're true 4K system. Yeah, they're doing some sort of magic to make it 8K.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, not true 8K, exactly. But yeah, technically 8K. 8K.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But this probably is going to be a proper 8K system, not nearly as powerful as obviously a 4K PC.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to have the, like, just how the Xbox One X is actually able to support 4K to a decent amount. This will probably be able to handle 4K better than that, obviously, because it's next gen.
Yep.
But it will be able to do proper true 4K.
You think this console will have a 4K disc drive? Because the PS4s don't. The Xbox
Honestly, it needs to. It has to. If it doesn't, then that's a mistake.
Huge letdown that it didn't have it in the.
Because you're trying to make this a box for the home. Yeah, right? I feel like they kind of missed this with the PS4, right? Is that they needed more social, more other platforms.
Which is funny because a lot of people were complaining about the PS3 being too much of a multimedia thing and not a gaming console, mm-hmm. where PS4 like hard swing the other way. Just gaming, you can't even play your 4K DVDs.
Yeah, there needs to be a middle ground.
Blu-rays.
But after the Blu-rays came into consideration, like it made sense like to get the PS3 or the PS4 for Blu-rays, right? Because like Blu-ray players were so expensive back then, right? Yeah. Now 4K Blu-ray players are hella expensive.
Yeah, unless you get an Xbox. Sense
to get an Xbox One X.
Yeah.
So you could play games
on it and Xbox 4K Blu-rays. The Xbox One S is able to play 4K Blu-rays.
Exactly, yeah.
You know?
That was a big oversight for the Pro.
Yeah.
That was a huge oversight.
I agree, 100%. Man, if the PS5 doesn't have 4K Blu-ray support, like I bought so many 4K Blu-rays for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it needs, and surprisingly, that's not mentioned anywhere, right? In one of the things, I feel like that's a throwaway spec. You know, you mention it, be like, it could play 4K.
The cost has probably it's been enough years that the cost has brought down for that specific add-on that they could add it onto the console.
Yeah. And they also discussed a new virtual reality platform, strongly hinted at. But, like, I never tried PSVR. I've never been into it.
Their market for VR is growing, steadily growing.
Yeah, it's growing, but it's just not.
They have a lot of users now getting VR. However, they also announced during this a new VR headset.
No, I think they said that the existing VR headset is what's going to be it for PlayStation 5, no?
No, that supports it as well, but they announced a new revision of the headset, I believe, in the interview, right? There was a mention of another headset. Okay. Right?
No, I see. I found it here. So Mark Cerny specifically says, I won't go into details for our VR strategy today beyond saying that VR is very important to us and the current PSVR headset is compatible with the new console. And then Wired themselves implied that possibly there's a PSVR sequel at some point because there's a new CPU, new GPU, and ability to deliver unprecedented visual audio effects in the game. So that's Wired saying they could lead to a possible VR sequel.
So that was a Wired thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I would see the new revision of the PSVR would be a good thing, right?
Did you guys try PSVR at all?
Did.
No.
Before? I did. I played with it when it first came out. I was at Fan Expo or something, and there were. I even got a shirt.
Nice.
And I played PSVR.
Good job not getting pink eye.
They wipe it all down.
Okay, thank God. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. I think they were.
I was worried too, but the guys were. They had wipes and stuff. They kept it clean.
Because one of the first years that VR was like hitting the mainstream was like there was some con in America that they didn't wipe it down, so it, like hundreds of people just got pink eye.
Jesus Christ. but I'm not really big on PSVR, so that doesn't really matter
to me. I do want to try it, but $400-$500 is a pretty big jump just to try something. Mm-hmm. What else is there?
They did mention physical media. This is going back into our disk drives.
Yeah.
Right? So that's good, right? Mm-hmm. But we're going to need more than that now, right? How are they going to compete with Stadia?
I don't think they have to. Like, I've thought about it a lot. I think we did talk about Stadia when it was announced. But, like, I've thought about it since. And I don't think it's going to be as long-lasting as they promised it would be. Because it's Google. You know? They promise lots of things.
If the base is big and they make a lot of money,
we'll see. It has
to. It's gonna be Stadia today. Tomorrow it's gonna be called like.
But the problem is
quintessential.
Has to be like 90% to 100% up to spec for people who live in America. You know,
it's just gonna get better over time.
Well, that's what they said about PlayStation Now. Just, but the first initial like terrible experience with it kind of colored the entire thing, right?
But Google, it's a little different with Sony. It's a little different with Google, right? Is one, they were able to see how Microsoft and Sony and them, how they do this stuff, right? And two, they're putting like supposedly billions of dollars
of
like R&D in this, right? If something goes wrong, right, it's just going to come back later, better, under a different name.
You know what I think? PS5 still having physical, you know, physical capabilities, like physical disc capabilities. As long as this gen outlasts Stadia, or at least to the point where Stadia doesn't eat a chunk out of the market, then we don't have much to worry about everything going all digital in the future, you know?
Well, Microsoft's announcing their
it's their own variant, but I don't think Microsoft will go all digital in the future either.
I don't think they want to say that because of their last debacle.
We know Microsoft is also doing a tiered system, right? So they're going to cover the all digital system and they're going to cover the physical media system.
We're supposedly getting more news later on this year.
I'm assuming there's going to be something, probably not during E3, but a little bit later.
I feel like from what we got here was just a tidbit. We're going to get more after Microsoft says something.
And also they did say, I think they said that you're not going to see the PlayStation 5 in 12 months or so. And they said this like last month or something like that. So we know if it's going to be in 2020. It's not going to be in 2019 for sure.
I feel like it's going to be a late 2020 release.
Fall 2020.
Assuming they're going to first show it in PSX.
Either that or they're going to first show it off in E3 2020.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the two.
I figured E3 2020 would be perfect. Be like, hey, June, here's PS5. Oh, by the way, you could get it later on this year.
What did they do for the PS4? Did they talk about the PS4 at PSX, but they didn't show the physical box, and then they showed the physical box at E3? That's how they did it, right?
I can't remember, but they did do a PS4 reveal separately. Remember, the Xbox did theirs, and then Sony did theirs.
I feel like E3 did. No, because I feel like E3.
I believe this was before E3.
No, because remember when we first heard about the Xbox, everybody was making fun of how it looked.
Yeah.
That was also the first time we saw the Xbox. So I think the PSX was the first time they announced the PS4, but they never said anything about it. And then they revealed the box at E3. Maybe they'll do the same thing. Clearly, it's worked for the PS4. You know.
Yeah. So
Death Stranding, they talked about Death Stranding as well.
Well, they asked about Death Stranding.
It was a bit.
Yeah. So basically how it was is, hey, so what about Death Stranding? Before Sony can respond, the spokesperson kind of like, all right, here's the cookie cutter answer. The game will be released for PlayStation 4. That's it. But apparently Mark Cerny smiled and he kind of did like a very deliberate pause. So I'm thinking cross-platform.
Cross-platform.
Feel like that was already said somewhere.
No.
This
is the first time they admitted that the PlayStation 5 existed.
No. I get that. I'm not talking about from Sony. From Kojima, I believe. It said somewhere, he hinted at somewhere where it was gonna be a multi-generation system. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't referring to PS3, PS4. Yeah.
But he also says, you know, a lot of things that it's hard to parse. So
Yeah. There was two games. There was Death Stranding, and there was another game by another developer that was talking about CD Projekt Red's game.
Cyberpunk.
Right. Yeah.
It was around the same time. They both sort of mentioned it. Mm. We're like, we're looking at current gen and next gen.
Yeah. Cyberpunk is assumed to be cross gen.
Yeah.
So I guess we can start talking to like, what do you think are going to be some launch titles for this game? So Death Stranding, I think, is safe to say.
Yeah.
Maybe CD Projekt Red.
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah. I think Final Fantasy VII is... Okay, here's a better question. Final Fantasy VII is coming out for PS4, of course, and most likely a launch title for PS5, but it's episodic. Do you think however many episodes Final Fantasy VII are, they're all going to release on PS4, or is the first episode going to release on PS4 and the rest on PS5?
I feel like they're going to go PS4 and then PS5, depending on how soon those games come out. If the part two comes out within a year of the PS5, then it's going to be on 4 and 5. If it comes out after a year, year and a half, right, then it's not coming on 4.
Do you think Last of Us 2 is going to come out for this year for PS4? Or
yeah,
for
I think they confirmed this year for PS4. I don't think
they did any confirmation for the release date on Last of Us.
I can look it up, but they didn't confirm a specific release date, but they did confirm.
I feel like for Last of Us, we're going to get it on PS4, right? Mm. Possibly by the end of this year, right? And then next year, we'll get a PS5 up-res.
They did for...
Okay, yeah. Here's a better question. Would you prefer a game like Final Fantasy VII to be dual platform, or would you just prefer just PS5? Because if it's just PS5, they don't have to worry about the PS4 limitations. They could just go balls through the wall.
But I wouldn't put it past Square Enix to release it on PS4 first and release it on PS5 again.
Okay. That's a moneymaker. Look how many times they already released VII.
I know, it sucks that if they are going to release all parts of Final Fantasy VII on PS4, then the PS5, which is already would have been out by the time episode 1 or 2 comes out, it's going to be technically not as good as it could have been.
What if they do episode 1 and 2 on PS4, and then they do the rest of the episodes only on PS5?
I mean, you know what, if that means that the rest of the episodes are made for PS5 and they make use of all the specs and they're not like held back by the PS4 specs, I'm fine with that.
A lot of
that
would be thrown under the bus, though.
That also is based on, are they developing this game one part at a time?
I feel like they are, because Square Enix is not efficient.
They built, or they built the engine, right?
I think they're using Unreal.
Yeah, okay, so they have the engine, right? They're developing the assets. The assets obviously could carry over, right?
Well, unfortunately, not all of it, because you don't really go back to Midgar until really in the game, and that's very minor.
That's what I'm saying. The assets can carry over, right? So literally, they'll make part one, be like, all right, this game is big enough to sell, right? Let's continue on part two, right? It's not like a drastic change. I don't care how long it takes. They're still working on the core game, right? It's not going to look different. Yeah. It's not going to play different. It's not. They're not different games. Or they're going to do part one as a whole complete game, right? Part two, you work on it again from scratch. If a new engine comes out at a time, you could use the new engine, right?
Well, it won't be from scratch. They'll definitely reuse assets like Capcom. They're using assets from Resident Evil 7. Mm-hmm. They're using it in like freaking Devil May Cry.
I feel like it doesn't. I feel like if you get it either on the PS4 or the PS5, right, the difference between the games are going to be marginal. You're going to get slightly faster load times on PS5, and you'll probably get an upscaled res version on the PS5, right?
That's how most cross-gen games are. It's not that big of a difference.
But even like when part 2 and 3 comes out, right, if it's made... Even if it doesn't come out for the PS4, I feel like there's not going to be that drastic.
Yeah, because Nintendo, Nintendo Zelda games, those cross-gen games, like Breath of the Wild and Twilight Princess was also cross-gen, those are done great. Like, it didn't feel like they were held back. Hold on.
Breath of the Wild's crushing?
Yeah, it came out for Wii U.
Came out for Wii U and also came out for Switch.
Interesting. Yeah, and Twilight Princess came out for GameCube as well as the Wii. But they didn't feel it. The better versions didn't really feel held back. The Twilight Princess, maybe. But what I'm worried about is, like, remember Shadow of Mordor? PS4 and Xbox One version were fine. The PS3 and 360 version, not only were they delayed, like, months later, but they didn't even come with the Nemesis system and even stuff like that.
Grand Theft Auto, when it came out for Xbox 360 and PS and Xbox One, it came out after, right?
It was re-released.
There was a lot of stuff, differences between the Xbox One version and the PS3 Xbox 360 version.
Okay.
In like details, and also first-person mode was only in the Xbox One version. It was not in the 360 and PS3 version.
Grand Theft Auto 5 came out for PS3.
Yeah, no, it came out for PS3, and then it was re-released.
A year later, it was re-released for the new system.
That's a little bit different.
I think it's a bit different.
Because they had time to improve and stuff, right?
But even like, I'm just saying, like, Ubisoft, what they did for Assassin's Creed Unity and Assassin's Creed Rogue, that was actually pretty smart, I would say, because they developed the Unity just for the new gen systems.
And if you don't have a new console, well, here's Rogue.
Here's Rogue, which was really good too.
Apparently people are saying it's a better game than Unity, like story wise
was marred by its bugs, but it was a good game.
Okay,
so this also is going to be backwards compatible with PS4 games.
Yeah, has to be,
right? Not PS3. What does this mean for PS1 through 3?
They're probably going to do the same thing that they're doing for PS4. They're going to announce, hey, we're releasing your favorite games, and then forget about it.
I want a retro store, man.
Yeah.
Right? Where they take games from the old consoles and then put them on, like, it's not hard to do. You just want a virtual machine for
Nintendo,
this.
Nintendo had a great one, and then they said they're not doing it for the Switch. So I think Xbox is literally the only people doing it, right?
It makes, you know? Like, it makes perfect sense. Like, in order to prevent random people from making emulators or like virtualization for your old games,
even if the game has to be at the forefront of it. Even if the game always has to be online because it's running in a virtual machine esque world, right?
Fine. So PlayStation Now.
Yeah, sort of.
But the Xbox doesn't have to be always online.
No, no, no. That doesn't.
Game Pass is different. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, because if you don't want to run it on the core system itself, right? Let's just say, at Sony headquarters. There's a million PS3s plugged into a wall, right? And you just stream the game off the PS3s.
So the tragic thing is PlayStation 2, like, they announced that they're having a bunch of digital PS2 games remade for PS4. Like, and you could just buy them on PSN Store. And they have some good gets, but not all of them. Mm. And if you still happen to have that old PS2 disc, that's kind of useless now.
It's the same thing.
PS3, however, PS3 has a ton of games that people now would still play. Like, you know, they still haven't re-released Final Fantasy 13. For like the modern consoles, if you want to like play an updated version, get a PC, get a gaming PC. Otherwise, you're stuck with the PS3 version. If you don't have your PS3 anymore, well, you're screwed.
It's the same thing with the Xbox. They're doing by batches.
Yeah, but at least they're doing it, and at least you can still use your disc.
Yeah,
you know, that's fantastic.
I remember when they put Halo 3 on backwards compatibility, the user count spiked.
You know, actually, talking about Final Fantasy 13. They did something amazing. Like, if you put in your Final Fantasy 13 disc, because when they made that game, they had, like, 4K resolution, and then they downscaled it to 1080p, you get access to those 4K cutscenes on the Xbox One.
If you put in your they actually did fantastic. A proper remaster type thing. Like, they actually put some work into that backwards compatibility.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it better have backwards compatibility. Otherwise, that's another
big aspect. They mentioned
it will have it for
PS4.
But that leaves PS4,
yeah. It's just, I wish it had more.
Which is good, because they're looking into it now. Because they realized Xbox took away the crowd when they said backwards compatibility.
Because they've been doing regional Xbox games, too, with that.
Yeah. A big reason it's that and the cross-play between other consoles is a big reason why, even with all these impressive specs and knowing nothing about Xbox, I'm still leaning a little bit towards Xbox, you know?
Because they do cross-play, and with the partnership with Nintendo, it looks pretty, like, there's a lot of opportunities and a lot of chances.
Yeah, like Phil Spencer for Smash.
No.
Phil Spencer, man.
I feel like it's going to be interesting now. With Stadia coming out, Microsoft seems to has a grasp now. They got new studios, right, of what's going on. Hopefully, they can push out some original content that gets the people going, right? Mm-hmm. And Sony was already in the lead, and they're trying to hold on to that lead by not coming to E3.
I guess. Hey, you know, if they think they have a winning marketing strategy, then let them try something different.
Yeah.
I still expect a state of play. They're probably going to do a state of play during that time. They just haven't announced it yet. Because, you know, whatever.
We've only had two so far. The first one was... Bad.
VR. It was just bad. It was good for people who had VR. People who had VR owned VR headsets or like they were happy with it. This one, the second one was short.
The second one was a lot better, but it was super short.
I suspect if they are gonna have one, they're gonna announce it kind of last minute.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want, you know, some presence. I don't want just a screen of trailers, right? Which is great. But then don't put like 2 second trailers.
I wish it's not a thing going forward. I wish they do come back next year. I hope so. But, you know, if it's literally because, hey, we have nothing more to show other... Because Ghost of Tsushima is still there, Last of Us is still there. If their excuse as to why they're skipping E3 is true, fair. But if it's, like, some sort of marketing strategy for 5, then, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's up to them. We'll just see what they do.
I feel like they're waiting now for what Microsoft has to say. And I feel like Microsoft's getting ready to say something.
Yeah, because I feel like... Because normally, what? Conferences are an hour to an hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if they went to go like, hey, we have a short conference today, like half hour conference, everybody will feel like it's a waste of time to like come in, sit down and stuff like that, and then doing a presentation versus a half hour PlayStation Direct, which is probably a better use of their half hour.
Even the last E3 for Sony, it was kind of like just show off games, but they also did the thing where like you had to keep walking to different parts.
That was only the once. The audience only had to do that the one time.
Still, that was a bad...
It's like, all right, yeah. Please go to our next station to watch the rest of the platform. Like,
oh, no, it wasn't even that conference. It was just the intermission that kind of killed it for me. It's like, yeah, intermission.
All momentum, yeah.
I wish they like filled that with trailers. Like the trailers that they had, I wish they filled that middle area with trailers. But then the people in the audience would have missed it.
That's or no, that's fine. Like they could have told us that was the pre-show.
Yeah.
Literally, we had a pre-show. We had that. Then it went back to the pre-show. Then it went back to the actual thing. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's true. What's Sony Santa Monica doing? I don't want to change the subject too much, but like they did God of War. Are they working on God of War sequel?
Maybe that's I don't know what they're working on. They're working on something.
Maybe that's
all the studios. PS5. All studios are, I believe, are working on, don't quote me, are working on PS5 now. Obsidian. There are like 2-3 studios, which was mentioned, that have been working on PS5 games for a little while now, like just strictly that. So I feel like they're going to have a pretty strong launch. And we might get a Knack 3 as a launch title.
Just like on the PS5. Mark Cerny is going to launch like design Knack inside every PS5 as revenge.
I feel like if he's building the system for around Knack, like...
He would. The
system shape is Knack's face.
Many particles, you guys.
What do you guys... Since we're talking about PS4, what do you guys hope for?
What I hope for?
Yeah, like, what do you want out of the PS5, my bad. Honestly, what do you guys want out of the PS5?
Honestly, it's... I have the weirdest complaints, and they're not anything to do with the hardware. It's, I want a controller with a USB-C port.
Yes.
I want cross-play, and I want decent backwards compatibility with all my PS4 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and not scummy practices. Like, they kind of... Like, their PlayStation Store, they're allowing refunds because they're consolidating all of their Sony stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I want them to do more. Like, be like Microsoft. Be for the players. Because you were not for the players during the PS4. Yeah. You know?
What about you?
For me, PS4 was never my primary system, right? So I don't have, like, that many complaints.
Okay, from an Xbox fan, what do you want for the PS5?
Just keep making single-player games. That's the biggest thing for me. Like, crossplay. What
is it going to take PlayStation to do to get you to switch over?
Yeah. So, like,
if they do what Xbox is going to be doing for the next system, even better, then that's probably what it is. Because crossplay is the biggest thing for me.
Okay, so you want crossplay.
Yeah, because, man, it's difficult sometimes. Like, now that Xbox is doing crossplay and they're probably going to do it with PC, I could see my abilities of playing with friends so much more. Like, I could play Halo with my friends if Halo comes out to be, ends up being crossplay. Like, that'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Right? And if PS4 is able to do crossplay with the Xbox One, so a lot of the cross-platform games that come out, we could do co-op with people that
don't. Yeah, but that's not going to make you buy a PlayStation over an Xbox. What is it going to take Sony for you to switch over?
I don't know.
Come on, there's got to be something. You can't just be hardcore fanboy.
You know what? I have a good answer. I have a good answer for Kermo. If the Xbox, by comparison, is crap. If the Xbox 2, like, compared with the PlayStation 5, is just does not hold up.
I actually wonder what they're going to call this next system.
It's not going to be easy to guess. No. Yeah. I can guarantee that much.
Interesting. So, like, nothing?
How about...
I don't know, man.
How about you, Eric?
Okay. I want to see a bit more of the media stuff in there.
Okay.
Right? You should have hard drive compatibility off the bat, right? Allow me to put in my music, whatever, right? Spotify should be there off the bat. Netflix should be there off the bat.
They didn't add a music player to the PS4 until like a year or two after launch, right?
All that needs to be there off the bat, right? Especially in this day and age. Maybe add I really don't care for social media, but a better social media platform for those people that do, right? Instagram, Facebook, whatever, right? Have their YouTube-esque streaming thing not be so prevalent, but be there. You know, a better UI, a better integration of it all.
A better UI is, right? Yeah, for sure.
That and USB-C, like you mentioned, right? I want, it's hard. I just want better, I want more content.
I will say this, though.
It's hard for, it's a huge backlog I already have, but I want more.
When the PS4 came out and when it was announced and stuff like that, you and I were so like amped to get it day of, like first weekend, second weekend we could. It helped that like I had a really good discount like from where I was working at the time. Yeah. But now I feel like I can wait a year. I can wait a year, test the water, see who's doing good by their by their user base and then make my decision, I don't feel so compelled to, like, I can't wait for the next console because I don't, I'm disgusted by my current console. I'm sickened by you, PlayStation 4 Pro.
They need a good price point. Mm-hmm. They need Blu-ray 4K player.
Yes.
Right? They need to have a minimum of 2 terabytes in their system. I'm not
that's
saying...
That's pushing it. That's I feel like that's it. A bit too
optimistic. I think that's pushing it because since they said they're going to be doing physical SSD, media,
yeah,
that gives them a bit more leeway to how much...
I think they're going to say 500.
There are Blu-ray discs that could support a lot of media, but they require different formats.
Yeah. And keep in mind, if you buy a physical game, they're still going to install most of it on their drive, right?
Yeah. But, like, I believe the Blu-ray discs they're using now are 60 gigs tops, right? There are discs that are bigger, right? But they require a different player for that. Right, more expensive players. So I don't know. We have to see. Maybe they give us an SSD with a hard drive, right, for our games, and figure out how to like cache our most played games on the SSD, and then go from there. But definitely, like, we had 500 gigs coming off the PlayStation 4.
But that was a hard drive. Yeah,
that went up to 1 terabyte. Right, for the Pro.
If and they're
I
going SSD,
now, they're at. I believe now they're at 2 terabytes.
They're at 2 terabytes. They went did that for the special edition, the 500 billion player edition. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them are still 1 terabyte. That was the only time.
No,
they
I feel
terabytes.
Like you could get a 2 terabyte, not Pro, but regular PlayStation 4. I believe possibly, those start at 2 terabytes now. I'm not 100% sure now.
Here's the thing. I think that they're gonna launch with 500 gig SSD, and it's not gonna be enough. And then they're gonna be like, well, you pay more for our proprietary SSD. If you want expansion, or just deal with delete.
Yeah, this custom SSD thing is a little weird. If it's proprietary, that's going to mess up everything.
I don't know if it's true, but I hear it's better for Xbox than it is for Sony. But a lot of times when people, like when third-party devs put out patches, they don't care about the size. They don't care about people's hard drive space.
They need
like,
to work.
And like, oh, you know what? Red Dead Redemption is what, 120 gigs, the game itself? Well, we don't care about your hard drive space. Delete all your games for our game, you know? Well,
if you want to play, right? That's the price. But like, yeah, we definitely need more... More of that, better online features, better cloud, right? Mm-hmm.
What PlayStation Plus has to improve. It's not PlayStation 5, but I miss having more than 2 games for PlayStation Plus. PlayStation Plus doesn't feel worth it anymore.
Yeah, they need to incorporate something into the Plus to give us like.
Yeah,
they should do something similar to Game Pass.
PlayStation Now is botched.
I know, but right? not the same way PlayStation Now.
Yeah,
but like
something like Game Pass, something that I want to see you compete with Stadia. Right, like I want to see like
not Stadia. I want to compete with Game Pass for sure.
That like Game Pass and Stadia. Like I want you to take these guys seriously. Don't be like, oh, we're relying specifically on first party games. Your first party games are freaking great. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want more, man. I want this to be the best all in one box. And obviously, that's probably not gonna happen. It never does.
Well, we're gonna have to choose to make compromises. And honestly, I've never bought an Xbox console before. I've always bought PlayStation and Nintendo's were always my auxiliary console. I feel like this could be the very first time
this
I'm gonna
get an
Xbox.
This is the only generation of Xbox I skipped out on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah yeah.
Well, you bought the first 360, two.
Yeah. And thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, this could be the first time I'm swayed to the Xbox side, swayed to the dark side.
Yeah. By the way,
I'm
probably still gonna get all of them.
Yeah. So, but like my whole thing is, am I buying it on launch or am I buying when the PS5 Pro comes out?
Iterations.
God damn it! That's another reason why I want to wait a year. Because if there are rumors and rumblings of a PlayStation 5 Pro, then I'm like, I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, but the thing is, those rumors and rumblings won't happen till the end of like within 2 years.
I know, but like,
I'm probably gonna get the Xbox, the high powered one, on launch, and then the PS5 a bit after. Same way I did it this time.
Yeah,
I'll probably wait until a first party game really attracts me, and then I'll get it with it. Like I did, I got Uncharted 4 with the PS4 when Uncharted 4 came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're saying Xbox has 2 versions coming out, right? A low power and a high power version. Right?
Apparently, yeah, they have a tiered system.
For so does that mean in like 2 years they're going to have
a third tier?
A third tier stronger than the most powerful one?
No idea. They might just do slim version, but I have no idea.
All digital tier?
Interesting.
All digital. Sad.
I just keep thinking Trump. Sad.
What
with that word?
We're gonna end it off.
All right, that was our review of the PS5 news, and it's a really weird reveal using Wired at a weird time. But yeah, and those are our impressions. And yeah, lead us off with where you can find us.
Yeah, you could reach us at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com.
Yeah,
that's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Or check us out on Twitter and Instagram at dayoneupdates.
Yeah, there you go. All right, see you guys next time.